On the show today, we have Service Credit Union's David Weed talking about their latest CUNA Lending Council Excellence in Lending Award. So check it out. Congratulations on your award from CUNA Lending Council's Excellence in Lending Award. Pretty cool stuff. How's it feel?
We're gratified that the CUNA Lending Council chose Service Credit Union as a 2016 Excellence in Lending Award winner. You know, this is a national award, and there's so many qualified credit unions. We're just very pleased with this recognition.
Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. And you guys, for those few out there who may not know, what exactly did you guys win for? It was in business lending category, right? But you guys are doing something a little bit different. Construction lending, correct?
Yeah. No, it was a result of our business lending, Mike. But more in particular, it was our construction lending, our floor plan lending, and the CUSO initiative.
Okay. Can you explain these for folks out there who may not be familiar with what you guys did? Because I was just kind of reading over it and like, this is a pretty darn good idea. No wonder you guys won.
Sure. Yeah. No, the construction lending and the CUSO were a result of market demand. The floor plan initiative was a result of business indirect relationships that Service Credit Union maintains. Business Services was launched in 2010, and after it was apparent that the New Hampshire economy had weathered the economic storm, and when Service Credit Union's board of directors wanted to support new member services. So Business Services was launched as an extension of services to our members. Further, businesses that managed through that cycle, mm-hmm. they were prepared to invest in their business, and Service Credit Union was prepared to support that growth. We began to work with a number of small businesses that were properly positioned for growth. Their balance sheets were strong, the cost to construct was low, and the interest rates remained favorable. So with that interaction with the business community, the construction lending initiative was started. It's provided service with an anchoring strategy. Typically with construction mortgage lending, the business is going to stay with the credit union for several years, providing the opportunity to continue to serve the business and its employees. And there have been a number of those examples where that initial positive experience has led to additional services.
Now, I mean, those are our deep relationships too, because when you can get, a loan for that long of term or whatever, I mean, that poses more opportunity to for more business down the road, so to speak.
It does. I mean, it's a relationship that lasts several years.
Yeah.
And, when a business owner trusts a financial institution, a credit union with a mortgage, they have tested that credit union and feel comfortable with that relationship. Mm-hmm. And it really opens the opportunity to continue to grow with that business.
Yeah, indeed. And that's, having said that, I mean, how has this benefited your credit union? I mean, talking about the award and then the success on the lending side, how have both kind of benefited your credit union?
Well, Service Credit Union has provided these services, and currently we serve about 1,700 businesses. We grow on average of about 20 to 30 new businesses a week.
Really? Wow. That's pretty good growth.
As of the third quarter of 2016, we've booked about $82 million in new loans.
Wow.
By getting out there, by providing services that the markets needed, they recognize Service Credit Union as a leading financial
mm-hmm.
provider.
Mm-hmm. Are they coming to you, or are you going to them, or is it kind of a combination? Because I mean, that's a really good pickup rate, for lack of better terminology.
Sure.
Or
it was a combination of two things. So initially, when we launched in 2010. Service Credit Union wasn't known for providing business services. So it took a couple of years to really get out in traffic.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
And now, after they've experienced, both our products, our rates, they're coming to us. And, for example, today I got 3 new loan requests, and, that was without even having to go solicit.
That's awesome. Now that people know, word is out that, hey, now people are coming to you guys instead of the other way around, which is the ideal way to work it. Definitely.
Well, it's you know, about creating a new product or having a strong product strategy. Mm-hmm. You know, I went into construction lending a little bit, didn't go into floor plan lending. Service Credit Union is a leading indirect floor plan, indirect provider of indirect loans in the New Hampshire market. You know, it has a significant volume of that business. And as a result of that, and as a result of our staff, which have many years of direct experience mm-hmm. in the auto industry, and as well as floor plan operations, we went into that floor plan lending arena. And again, it's an example that, you know, with that strong product that the market is looking for, we're able to support auto dealers throughout New Hampshire.
Nice. I was going to ask you about like before and after results to share, but it sounds like you guys went from zero to 82 million or something like that, you know, which is a pretty good acceleration for any business out there.
Well, it took 6.5 years to get here.
That's all right.
But again, you know, like I said, with the opportunity to provide, you know, construction lending, floor plan lending, and as well our QSO initiative, we've been able to attract a lot of attention. It comes with great staff. You know, I have a staff that has multiple years of experience, a strong credit union, you know, again, weathered the economic storm.
Oh, yeah.
With no problem loans and no delinquencies, you know, and a board looking to take those next steps for the members.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's not just about, you know, the business services department. It's about having, you know, a credit union and as well a position to serve that market.
Yeah, from top to bottom, it sounds like everybody's kind of aligned and on board with it and moving forward. That's how it's done.
Absolutely.
Indeed. All right, David, to wrap up here, what advice do you have for other credit unions who want to who may want to experience the same success? And I think all of us want to experience that type of success. So do you have any words of wisdom for folks out there who want to venture down the same path?
Well, first of all, it doesn't happen overnight. Be patient. You know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, a business owner, you know, one of their most central relationships is their financial institution. And it takes a while for a financial institution to earn that trust
mm-hmm.
and for that business owner to be comfortable in trusting, you know, their business to that financial institution. They want to make sure that that financial institution will be there for them mm-hmm. through all economic cycles. And so, you know, again, I would, you know, recommend that the credit unions that focus on business services understand that valued relationship and, you know, again, develop those services that will enable that business to grow, to support its employees,
yep.
and to support the communities.
Excellent. Great words to end on here, David. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the award. Well-deserved. Sounds like you guys are still on the upswing, so we may get number two here in 2017. So we'll have you back on.
We'll see. Keep that growth going.
Certainly sounds like you guys are on a good track there. So thank you so much, David. Appreciate the time. Congrats again, and well done. Keep up the good work, all right?
Mike, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.